Your slaves always request for dua. Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode on the silsila Spiritual Cures. And in the silsila, we try to present some of the Madani pearls of advices, some of the ruhani ilaj, the wazaif, the awrad, the invocations, incantations, things to be recited, things to be done that can and that will assist the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter what problem you are facing in your life, be it financial, be it domestic, spiritual, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, your Dawud Islami has this department called Ruhani Ilaj, where free ta'weezat, free amulets are dispensed to assist the grief-stricken ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we are going to be covering different aspects, different angles, primarily of domestic disputes. And before we go any further, as we all know, our routine is to recall the beautiful hadith. If you watch Madani Muzakara, Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, always starts off like this and has trained the Muballighin to start their bayans, be it the sunnah inspiring ijtima', be it dars, with this beautiful narration, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's face it, many of us, we forget to make good intentions. And Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damul Barakatuhumul Aliyah encourages us that when you wake up in the morning and you recite your dua upon awakening, start making good intentions. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, today I will obey you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will protect my eyes, my sight, my hearing from looking at or listening to any evils. I will not indulge in evils. I will control my tongue. I will control my anger. I will follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will establish my salahs. I will give some sadaqah. Make these sincere good intentions. And for each one, you will be rewarded by Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah ta'ala. So now as well, let's get some jazba and motivation to make good intentions. That, ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Because maybe you don't have whatever issues we are going to be discussing today. Maybe you know somebody. So have your books ready, your diaries ready. You can jot down the important Madani pearls of advices or the wadaif and awrad as well. And you don't know when you may just need it. Or you may know somebody that it may help them, inshallah ta'ala. So whatever good intentions you can make, make it when before you start watching any silsila of Madani channel, before you do any permissible action as well, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are countless benefits, blessings, bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durud pak, salawat, or salutations upon the crown of creation, the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who recites salawat or durood-e paak 1,000 times every day, will not die until he sees his place in Jannah, in paradise. What a great fortune for that person. And if you and I also want this opportunity, this fortune, this privilege, we know what to do then. Instead of wasting away our very valuable lives in this short lifespan of ours, in these few moments that we have in this dunya, instead of wasting it away in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, and things that have no real value or benefit for us in this world, the grave or the hereafter, why not keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of Qur'an-i Paak, Durood-i Paak, and Istighfar as well. Let's recite Durood-i Paak. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, a very scary statistic which is there amongst Muslim communities is that the surge in domestic problems, the surge in domestic disputes between, in particular, husband and wife. But it doesn't end there. Parents and their children, siblings, but in particular, the husband and wife, these spouses, have a great deal of issues and problems with each other. Constant bickerings, constant arguments, not seeing eye to eye, not working together. Because instead of competing with each other, because if we look at the world today, there are many factors out there that motivate this, where people, men and women, should compete with each other and not be together as a team. And in the context of husband and wife, they are a team where they complement each other, where they work together to create a harmonious and healthy environment. And when there's a breakdown there, this will affect the children, if there are children there. This will then affect the society at large. And one major cause of the breakdown is a violation of huquq, that is, rights of each other. Now let's be honest. If I haven't learnt what are my rights and responsibilities that my beautiful deen of Islam has taught me, then how am I going to live properly? How am I going to know whether I'm violating my spouse's right or not? And vice versa. With each one, Islam has given rights and responsibilities to the husband and to the wife. And if they work together to fulfill these responsibilities that they have to each other, then there's harmony, there's happiness. And this happiness is what everybody is seeking. Yes, many people are trying to find it in the wrong places. And if I have an abundance of wealth, I will be the happiest person in the world. It doesn't work like that. There are so many people out there today who are world famous, who are super rich, but they can't sleep at night. They are depressed. Some have acute depression. Some are on antidepressant pills in order to calm themselves and to sleep. Some have no privacy. Some have other issues as well. They get involved in substance abuse, alcohol abuse, they gamble away. So our deen teaches us, if we want sukoon, if we want fulfillment, if we want satisfaction, happiness that everybody is searching for, it lies in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. It lies in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. It lies in the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the reality is, if I am obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will be obedient to Allah azza wa jal. The Quran has mentioned, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ, that the person who has obeyed the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so indeed he has obeyed Allah azza wa jal. So that obedience to Allah azza wa jal lies in the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he gives us, we take. What he has forbidden us, we abstain. We refrain. But am I doing that as a Muslim? And a Muslim is one who submits his will or her will to the will of Allah azza wa jal. Am I doing that? Or do I have this false concept that it's my life, I can do whatever I want to do, it's my body, I can do whatever I want to do? This is actually backward thinking. This is actually something which is destructive. Because as a Muslim, Allah azza wa jal owns our bodies. Allah azza wa jal owns our properties. All our wealth, no matter in what kind it is belonging to Allah azza wa jal. That is the reality. And if I live my life by learning my deen from authentic sources, and Dawud Islami has given us so many opportunities, so many platforms, so many facilities, where we can empower ourselves with authentic Islamic knowledge from authentic sources, from authentic teachers and scholars as well. But take that step and you will see, you will witness how your life transforms on a daily basis. Amir Ahl Sunnah Tamil Barakatum Ali has given us Nek A'mal, which you can download for free on your tablets, on your phones, from Play Store, from App Store. And you actually monitor your progress by asking yourself several questions every day. Then there are questions that are to be asked of yourself, by yourself, weekly, monthly, yearly. Subhanallah. The weekly sunnah inspired ijtima, that's your weekly spiritual dose. The Madani Qafidas for Islamic Brothers is the monthly spiritual dose. And of course, the Nek A'mal is a daily spiritual dose. So this and so many other activities are there for our betterment. So take advantage of this, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, so this breakdown of the family of the spouses, which is happening in very scary numbers in the Muslim community. This has crept in into Muslim families, between Muslim spouses. It's vitally important that both spouses, husband and wife, they make efforts towards removing whatever underlying problems are there, and to maintain a harmonious, a healthy, an Islamic environment, an Islamic ethos. This is necessary, that both, it takes two hands to clap or to shake hands. So both have to work together to strive and create that, what we call Madani Mahol in the terminology of Dawud Islami, to create that Islamic ethos. And if they work together as a team, then subhanallah, they will see brilliant results. They will see positive results. Inshallah, in a few moments, I will be sharing some wada'if, some things to be recited and done in order to dispel domestic disputes and issues, in order to dispel these negativities that are there. Yes, there is a possibility that there could be some spiritual negativities that are affecting either of the spouses or both of the spouses, or could be affecting the home itself. For this, your Dawud Islami has the facility of istikhara. Istikhara is where a checking is done to determine that what is the root problem or the root cause of your issues. And you can contact our istikhara department even online. You go on the website, you see Ruhani Ilaj, the tab, you click on the tab, and there's a little online form. You put in all the necessary details, what issue you are facing. The istikhara is done for free. You are given the results, and the ilaj, the treatments are also done for free and arranged for you. Or you can visit your local Madani Markaz, your local Islamic center of Dawat-e-Islami, where they would have a Ruhani Ilaj stall. And you can explain to the zimmedar, to the representative there, that this is the issue I'm facing. He'll ask you certain things, possibly get an istikhara done and administer whatever ilaj, whatever treatment is necessary. So take advantage of this. Your Dawud Islami is there to help you, to hold your hand, to guide you on this rough terrain that we are in today, with all the confusions all around us. Dawud Islami is there. Your Dawud Islami is there. Take advantage, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Something very important. With applying these wadha'if, these invocations, constantly try to please each other. We're talking about spouses in particular. Try to make each other happy. Exchange gifts according to your financial capacity. There's a beautiful hadith, the summary of which is, exchange gifts and your love will grow. Your love will increase. Doesn't have to be a car. Doesn't have to be a phone. Just maybe a little chocolate, according to what you can afford. Subhanallah. It goes a long way. It's the thought that counts, that you remembered to display some affection. Because in many cases, the affection is lacking. Maybe from both sides, maybe from one side. So continue reviving that spark of affection and compassion between you all. And give gifts. Ask, how was your day? Can I do anything to assist, to help, to ease your difficulties? That, you know, just that concern goes a long way. Even psychologically, it has a very positive effect on the person. And be careful, shaitan is there. He is aduwwum mubeen. He is the open enemy. And one of the things that gives him great joy is to see a breakdown in the relationship between husband and wife. So let's not please shaitan. Let's not fall into the traps and the tricks of shaitan. Keep in mind that Allah is watching me all the time. What I say, what I do, how I behave. Am I hurting my spouse verbally by saying nasty things, or psychologically, or emotionally, or physically? This is not what our deen teaches us. Not what our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. We need to also learn conflict management. How do I manage my anger, for example? Because out of anger, people say things that they have great regret afterwards. Out of anger, marriages end. Relationships end. Relationships are destroyed. Maybe between siblings. Months, years have gone by. And nobody wants to pick up the phone and speak to their brother or sister. Nobody wants to go and visit them. Maybe because of the ego. No. You know, they must come to me. Let's change our mindset. Let's learn our deen. Apply the deen. With the deen, Islam, the sunnah, it teaches us all, any facet you can think of. If you want to live your life in this short, your short life in this world to the fullest, live the sunnah. You will gain fulfillment. You will truly live your life. You will achieve that happiness that so many are searching for in the wrong places and never find. Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we shouldn't leave emotional scars which get imprinted on the hearts and the minds of many people. Furthermore, nobody gets married in order to separate. So something or some things went wrong somewhere. We are told that as a couple, husband and wife, sit down, have a cordial conversation, a friendly conversation. Okay, let's write down. Let's put on a list the things that I feel are an issue, a problem that is impeding our progress and us living together in harmony. Each one, husband does it, wife does it. Okay, you know, this thing I don't, this habit of yours I don't like. This, make your own list. Now sit and talk to each other. Tell each other, okay, you know, this is my list. Read each other's list. How can we resolve one matter at a time, one issue at a time, and work together to practically eradicate the root problems? Believe me, this is a very great tool, a practical tool. We don't need to go to the store to buy something in order to extinguish the fire. So these kind of flames, these kind of sparks which are going to cause flames later on, let's put it out now. But let's iron it out by working together for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how beautiful, you know, our mashaikh and scholars have told us time and time again, if you are in the anger mode and you just want to spew out anything that comes in your mind, then at that time, if you're standing, go, sit down. If you're sitting, move away, go and lie down. Move away from the person that is making you angry. Two people can't be angry at the same time. It's going to be an explosion. There's going to be much more problems. So, if one is angry, the other should be calm, quiet. Try to calm the person down, or at least minimum, try not saying anything. Let them cool down, let them calm down. And then you can have a decent conversation. So, you also should go and drink some water. Make wudu with cold water. So physically cool yourself down. The person who's angry, they get heated up. And shaitan plays with an angry person how a child plays with a ball. The little baby, the little child doesn't know, just kicks the ball anywhere, any direction. Shaitan plays with the person like this. Don't become a tool of shaitan. Don't be used by shaitan. Recite, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. And for that person who indulges in sins because of anger, should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 21 times after every fard salah, and then do dhamm on themselves. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 21 times. Don't forget the Durood-e Pak once before and after, and do dhamm on yourself, blow towards yourself. Whilst you are eating, recite it then and blow onto the food. Before you drink the water, recite it again, blow towards the water, do dhamm into the water. This will help, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Some people are very temperamental. A little thing can tick them off. And before you know it, they're just going at it. So share this with them, inshallah, it will assist them. Furthermore, occasionally, whilst you are going here and there, whilst you are walking, recite, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Also recite, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And the following seven verses of the Holy Quran. And the following blessed ayah, rather seven times. One ayah, one verse, seven times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Surah Ali Imran, verse 134. This and so much more advices on countering one's anger, or rather channeling it towards something positive, you can find in the beautiful booklet of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Daman Barakatum Al-Aliyah called Cure for Anger on page 22. This booklet, you can obtain a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop and publications department of Dawat-e-Islami, or for your convenience, for our convenience, you can download it for free from dawatislami.net. In fact, over 200 books and booklets on diverse topics can be downloaded for free for the benefit of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person is very angry, extremely angry, we should think about this. If somebody were to take a picture or a video clip of us in that anger mode, an extreme anger mode, and then later on when we cool down, when we calm down, if they were to show us the picture or that video clip, we would be ashamed of ourselves. How our faces go, how our eyes are popping out, and the things we are saying, how we are saying it. We should think about, you know, I need to control myself, because shaitan is coming in there. The nafs is coming in there and flaming those fires in order to cause hurt to the next person. So think, we should think first, that what I'm about to say or do, what are the repercussions? Are there any consequences? To channel it out into something positive. As we mentioned, you're standing, sit down, you're sitting, go and lie down, drink some water, make wudu with cold water. Recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azeem. This will all help, inshallah. And those wada'if that we had shared as well. If your spouse is displeased with you, then one should recite the following while sitting on the bed, before you go to sleep. While sitting on the bed, recite 20 times, Ya mani'u, ya mu'ti, ya mani'u, ya mu'ti, ya mani'u, ya mu'ti. Now, for us to get the complete effectiveness of these wada'if, or of reciting the Holy Quran, like the verse that we shared before, one's pronunciations have to be correct, and for that, your Dawud Islami again has this class of Madrasatul Madina for Balighan and for Balighat, for males and separately for females. So again, take advantage. Even online classes, courses are there for our benefit, for my benefit, for your benefit. Take advantage. There's loads to learn. So much, it's unreal. Your mind will open up to the realities of life. You know, you learn all this fard ulum, obligatory knowledge, knowledge which is obligatory upon every Muslim male and female. And one of them is learning to recite, one of the courses is learning how to recite the Holy Quran properly, with correct pronunciations, with the tajweed, with the makharij, with the rules of the qiraat, the rules of recitation. Subhanallah. What is Dawud Islami not offering? Dawud Islami is in the social welfare department with FGRF. Dawud Islami is there with the Darul Ulooms of Jami'atul Madina. Dawud Sami has madrasa classes for the teens, for the kids, from young till teenage, and then Balighon classes for the grown-ups. Darul Madina, the Islamic schooling system, and over 80 departments in different fields. So come forward. Maybe you specialize in a certain field, and you know you can offer your services, or get involved in this field, or this department, or that majlis, this committee. That's your contribution. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If one wants their spouse to be affectionate towards them, and compassionate towards them, and loving towards them, then recite on a daily basis 100 times, Ya Awwalu, Ya Awwalu, Ya Awwalu, 100 times every day. How long will this take you? Ya Awwalu, Ya Awwalu, Ya Awwalu, Ya Awwalu, Subhanallah, just a few minutes. If we can spend hours on end on different social media platforms, or just in some recreation, or just hanging out with friends, I'm sure we can spend a few minutes every day. Create a routine. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah advises to create a routine. Like this time, fix a time. That, hey, I need to read Quran with tarjuma from Kanzul Iman, and tafsir and commentary, explanation from Nurul Irfan, or Khwaza'inul Irfan, or Siratul Jinan. Okay, this is my time to recite a minimum of 313 times Durood-e Pak. This is my time to recite Istighfar, to recite Dhikrullah, or to recite these Wada'if. Whatever it is, but fix times. This will help you, inshallah. This will help you also with time management. You'll get fulfillment. That, alhamdulillah, you know, I'm doing something besides the 5 daily salahs, which is already fixed. We must fix our lives around the salahs, the times of the salahs. That's what a believer does. His life revolves around the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that it must suit me. I must make routine so that I fit into the Islamic sacred law, into the commandments of Allah, into the orders of Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us make a start, if we haven't already. Some of these wada'if you can find in a very beautiful booklet called 40 Spiritual Cures. The ones I mentioned now, Ya Awwalu and Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ati, you can find on page 14 of this beautiful booklet, 40 Spiritual Cures, also written by Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. One should also recite, if there's jagra and there's arguments and with the spouse, then recite, Ya Jaleelu, Ya Jaleelu, Ya Jaleelu, 1,100 times. Durood-e Pak again, once before and after. And do dam, blow onto something edible, and give them to eat. Inshallah ta'ala, you will live a blissful and peaceful life together. Furthermore, The salt that is used at home in the food, recite 1,001 times, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, 1,001 times, Durood-e Pak once before and after, and blow onto the salt that is used in the home, in the food. Inshallah ta'ala, domestic disputes will disappear. Subhanallah. Another very simple and easy thing to recite, which has twofold benefit. One is to remove any domestic issues at home, and one is to gain barakah and blessings in your income, in your sustenance, your rizq. And that is, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has mentioned this a few times already on Madani channel. When you are arriving home from wherever, work, college, grocery shopping, when you return home, then recite Bismillah, enter the home with the right foot. Make salam aloud. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To whoever is in the home. And if there's nobody there, send salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then recite Suratul Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. The whole surah one time. Simple. By doing this, inshallah ta'ala, any kind of domestic dispute will disappear and that person will gain blessings in their sustenance, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you find that your spouse is showing disinterest in you and is less affectionate, less compassionate, then recite the following 101 times after Salatul Asr whilst in a state of wudu. 101 times, this must be recited after Salatul Asr whilst in wudu with Durood e Paak 3 times before and after. What is to be recited? Again, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. 101 times, that's it. After Salatul Asr, in the state of wudu, 3 times Durood Sharif, before and after, and keep a crystallized piece of sugar in your mouth. And while that is dissolving, imagine your spouse, and blow towards the chest area of your spouse. Inshallah ta'ala, there will be more affection and interest and compassion from the spouse towards you. Subhanallah. A beautiful dua, a Quranic dua that one should recite every single day. Try to memorize this dua. If you can, after every salah, try to read this dua. It's a beautiful dua. And you can find this in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 74. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That, O Allah Azza wa Jal, make our wives and our children a coolness for our eyes. And make us leaders of the pious. How beautiful is that? So try to read this. Try to memorize it. Try to read it every day. If you can, after every salah. Inshallah ta'ala, there will be mahabba and love and affection between spouses. Alright, the following must be written down. 35 times. And it must be hung somewhere in the home. What is to be written down? Very simple. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 35 times on a piece of paper and hang it in the home. This is also excellent for removing domestic problems. If you are unable to write in Arabic, visit any Sunni alim or Sunni qari, inshallah ta'ala, they wouldn't have a problem to write it for you. But we should at least know how to recite the Arabic Quran. Write as well. If you attend the Balighat classes of Dawood Islami, and now online courses is available, then subhanallah, you will learn these things. And these things empower you. These things, they motivate you, encourage you, that you start wanting to help others, assist others, teach others. That's what it's all about. Learning and teaching. Teaching and learning. Learning and teaching. You do it with good intentions, then there's rewards for you from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Imagine, if you taught somebody how to recite the Quran, you learnt it. The best person is the one who learns the Holy Quran and teaches the Holy Quran. So you learnt how to recite, and now you're teaching others. So long as that person is reciting correctly, you are also getting reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. If that person went and taught somebody else, that person as well, and this person, their rewards are coming to you as well, without any decrease in their thawab, in their rewards. This is a spiritual investment. You contributed towards a masjid, towards a Darul Uloom, a Jami'atul Madina, a Madrasatul Madina. You assisted the poor and needy. You contributed to your Dawati Islami. We can't imagine how much of reward is there. Now, some people, because they can't see it physically in front of them, these prophets, so they're not encouraged to spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that is your real wealth. Whatever is stored in the banks, in investments, at home, is not your real wealth. Because when your eyes close, they belong to somebody else now. They belong to the heirs. But that what you spent in the path of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, to earn the pleasure of Allah, that thawab you will see, it will benefit you when you are in the qabr, in the grave. It will benefit you in the akhirah as well. So that is your true wealth. So whenever you are able to, give in the path of Allah, give to your Dawat Islami, which is doing fantastic and tremendous work in the world. Dawat Islami is present, its presence, its influence has reached 195 countries of the world. We are here in South Africa. And at this current moment, subhanAllah, by the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, there are over 50 Islamic centers and masjids and madrasas. So those who are contributing in your country, find out ways the Dawud Islami, Madani Markaz Islamic Center, or Madrasatul Madina of Dawud Islami, or Jami'atul Madina, go and assist financially and physically. Get involved. Give some time. You won't regret it. If you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that reward will benefit you when you close your eyes, in the grave and hereafter as well, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm going to share with you another wazifa that Amir Ahl Sunnah, Tamad Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, had mentioned recently, not too far away, not too long ago actually, a beautiful, simple wazifa to dispel domestic disputes as well. If a person wants true sukoon, true tranquility in the home, for removal of domestic problems, and for the removal of diseases as well, subhanAllah, try to act upon this. Get a new bowl, and with a pen, can be any pen, write in that the sifa of Allah Azza wa Jal, one of the grand qualities of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Wali. Write it in the bowl. Ya Alif. Waw Alif. Lam Ya. Ya Wali. Write this in the bowl. Fill it with some water. It's better to be in a state of wudu, not necessary but preferable. Fill it with water. And now take some of this water and sprinkle it onto the doors of your home, onto the walls of your home as well. Make good intentions before. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I want to live a harmonious life so that we can fulfill each other's huquq, each other's rights. We don't violate each other's rights. We can live according to the sunnah. We can obey you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the more good intentions you make, the more thawab you may get from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So fill it with water, sprinkle some of that water onto the doors and the walls of your home. Just be sure to make sure that the waw, the letter waw, ya wali, the waw, the circle of the waw is clearly visible. Alright? Along with the other letters as well. So something very simple that you and I can do. So make the intention to practice upon this. If you are having domestic problems or you know somebody, share it with them. Inshallah, it will help them. And a little homework, inshallah. Try to download the following booklets from dawatislami.net, or you can obtain a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, Nigrani Shura, Mulana Haji Imran At-Tari Sallamahul Bari had delivered some beautiful and very inspiring bayanat entitled How Should a Husband Be and How Should a Wife Be. Obtain these books or download them for free from dawatislami.net and try to practice upon it, those madani pearls of advices. You will find them quite beneficial, inshallah ta'ala. And again, get involved in the madani activities of Dawat Islami. Don't forget, every Saturday night is madani muzakara. This is the live Q&A session with none other than Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah himself. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us and our families and all Muslims against all types of troubles, against all types of criminals, criminal activities, against all types of viruses. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua, please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless.